So Maya, why are you running for school board?
I think you asked me this last year.
I did. Yeah, I did, definitely.
I'm running for school board because I'm a mom who's very active in her kids' education. And I'm also active in a lot of other kids' education. I've been a volunteer in my kids' schools since they were in preschool. I am a product of public education, very proud of it. I'm a graduate from UW-Madison, and I want to give back to my community and use all the skills that I have acquired from my background as a zookeeper and a managing editor of a medical journal, and also as a mother of twins and three boys under 10. You learn a lot of skills when you have three boys under 10. I started going to school board meetings several years ago and was really put off by the lack of collegiality, and that has since changed, but I think that I would like to see a broader vision of what the school system can be in the future and how it can serve both parents, community members, and kids.
Great. So what qualifications do you think prepare you for the school board in 2007 and going forward?
That's a good question. I think it's something that all the voters should think about. Basically, what kind of leader do they want, and what do they see in a leader? I think that I bring a lot of qualities. First and foremost, my experience as an active parent. I have very high expectations for my kids and for other people's kids, and I'm involved, so I see a lot of things on the ground. I see what goes in school lunches. I see what goes in their curriculum. I see the stresses the teachers have to face. I see the problems with parent involvement and how sometimes parents don't feel like they're invited to the table, as does the community. As a zookeeper, I think that I bring a lot of different perspectives that we need right now. Frankly, when you budget in a city as big as Atlanta, where I was a zookeeper, you budget alphabetically, and so the zoo gets the dregs of the city budget. That means that you're this professional person that's in charge of managing either one area or several areas, and you have to do it with very little money and limited resources. At the same time, when I was at Zoo Atlanta, we had just been shut down a couple years ago, and I was taken on as one of the first of the professional zookeepers. And what that meant was that we had to play a lot of different roles. We had to be educator. We had to practice good animal husbandry. And at the same time, we had to look for avenues for bringing income in. And that meant looking at private-public foundations and partnerships. It meant kind of swallowing the aesthetic of having everything separate and pure, and instead look at connections. As a managing editor of a medical journal, you do something very similar. Medical journals typically, especially when they're specialized, don't get a lot of money, and it goes back to the same thing: communicating effectively with many different individuals, from the seasoned peer reviewer to the young doctor who wants to get into it, to the publisher who wants you to get stuff published and sent to them right away, basically to being your own computer software programmer, which I was, and dealing with computer crashes. So you're always in crisis mode, and I tend to thrive on that kind of thing. I think it also helps that I'm fairly young, I'm very active. I get up every morning at 5 to exercise, basically to keep my head on straight with my kids. And I volunteer in the community on a regular basis, whether it's with Dane County United Way, YWCA, dealing with race issues with Richard Davis, volunteering. Wherever folks need help, that's where I'll be.
So Maya, what's the case for the voters? Why should voters elect you in 2007?
I think that if anything, voters need to elect a mom that has kids in the schools, that is going to have kids in the schools for quite some time. They need to elect someone who fits some of the demographics that we have that we're struggling with right now, which is the demographic of having a kid that comes from poverty. My background is that both of my parents didn't graduate from high school. I know what it's like to have free and reduced lunch. I also know what it's like to make that kid successful. I'm that kid. I also think that there's a mentality in Madison that we can't criticize anything that's going on in the schools. And I think that having open debate, open government, real honest discussions can only lead to real positive change. So the way I tell my friends is that this is not a school system of the 50s. It used to be that schools worked just fine. Getting a kid to graduate with a high school diploma meant a good job. It's also not the school system of the 60s. No matter how much we go down and protest on State Street, we're not going to affect social change like we did then. We are basically stuck. We're out of money in many ways. But we're not out of opportunities. And that's what I'm trying to get across this time around, is that I want to open up those avenues. I view the school system just like I do any biologist. It is a system, and we need to make the connections. And I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to go down to the state capitol and work with others. I know how to lobby on a state level, but we're not going to get the answers from the state, not this time around. We're going to need to go in and look within our community. We need to elect leaders who can see a future, who have a vision of what the district, where it needs to go, where it needs to move. It needs to move to a rigorous curriculum, a curriculum where kids are challenged on every level from every aspect. And we need to have a school board that sets that curriculum, that sets a plan, that monitors it, and connects finances with expectations and results. And if we don't get that, then we need to go back and have the administration adjust things. I kind of look at this as a Midwestern milk stool. For many years, we've been able to survive with a school district that has had two really strong legs. Milk stool has three legs. We have MTI, the teachers union, we have the administration, and we have the school board. And slowly over time, that one leg, that school board leg, has lost its focus about managing, about setting policy, about listening to the community, about being open to new ideas and innovation. If we lose that, we lose everything that we have that makes us unique and makes us Madison. We have parents that are passionate about education, not just for their kids, but for all. We have parents that actively blog and talk about this stuff 24 hours a day. I know parents personally that run into barriers at schools and decide, okay, how can I get around this? And start literally groups from the ground up that their whole purpose is to advocate for their kids. These are our resources. These are our natural resources. We need to go back and look at schools not just as brick and mortar, but as opportunities. We need to look at how other school districts have done that. If we have under-enrollment in certain schools, we need to find avenues within the whole community to fill those schools. And this is being done throughout the nation, and for whatever reason, it's not being done in Madison. Finally, I'd say that I want voters to think of an image that I've been thinking about lately. And that's, I'm a pretty good cook. I promised to bring banana bread to all the contentious meetings. I did that the other day when I went down and talked to some folks at the district. But all kidding aside, think of the image of cooking in this large kitchen, and it's really hot in there and dripping and sweaty, and all of a sudden the cooking soup or stew or whatever that you have starts to boil over. And it's out of control, and it's a dangerous situation. I think voters would agree the last thing you do is wring your hands and watch the pot boil over. We need leaders that are not going to stand around and say, the pot's boiling over, there's nothing I can do. The pot's boiling over, this is the state's responsibility. The pot's boiling over, this is the community's fault. It's not the community's fault. It's not the state's fault. It's the leaders that we elect. And I encourage folks to look within themselves and read the websites and talk to the candidates and learn who's going to stand by and watch the pot boil and who's going to take action. And I believe I'm the one that's going to take action.
Wow. So what advice might you have, Maya, for other candidates potentially seeking this office?
You can call me at home. Actually, I feel very strongly that if I'm elected, that's one thing the board needs to do a better job of, is not just let the board, school board candidates come in on their own, but I think we need to start implementing some sort of program where we go out and find really good candidates, that we do more training of the board members we have. We actually have the Wisconsin Association of School Boards based in Madison. I've gone there recently and talked to them about the lack of involvement of our own board. We've had a few board members attend, but there's workshops all over the state dealing with how you become an effective board member. And right now, there's a lot of research being done on how you can tie student achievement with school board management. And we need to be doing that kind of stuff now. That gets to one of the main things that I think we need to advise candidates, is that we have a mentality in Madison, unfortunately, that there are certain experts that know how to run the school board, that there are certain people that are allowed to even run for school board, and it's unfortunate. I experienced it last year. I think that there's candidates right now that are experiencing the same thing, where if you don't talk to certain people, if you aren't basically anointed by the priesthood of Madison schools, that you will not get any support. It's two different things are going on, though. The first thing is that you're running a race and you're getting into politics. The second is something I'm better at, which is the passion for education. It took me a while. There's a learning curve on how you effectively run. One thing that happens to you as a school board candidate, besides getting your signatures, is that you're going to go ask for endorsements. This is a hard thing to do. A lot of people learn some of this stuff when they do things like go to Camp Wellstone, which I've done in the past several years ago. So when you're going and asking for endorsements, I encourage candidates to remember something about what's going on in the background. This is actually before a lot of voters are actually paying attention to school board races. Several months before, you'll ask for endorsements. And frankly, a lot of these endorsements are like the old saying my mother used to say, which is, don't judge a book by its cover. A lot of these endorsements are cover, and you need to look inside and talk to that candidate and supporters of that candidate. I've had instances, especially last year, where endorsements were already set up a year or two before, and they weren't based on the specific candidate. They were based on a specific friendship of someone who knew someone else, and a lot of times they go lockstep together. I also encourage candidates to look at how we do endorsements based on whether it's unions or other political groups. One thing that gets lost through this whole discussion, this whole school board race, is that this is a nonpartisan race. It is a nonpartisan race. And when you get into something like this, your obligation is to work for the entire community, not just teachers, not just students, not just as a parent. It is to look in the eyes of every single individual and say, I will do the best I can to manage this school district. I will show you what it means to have open government. I will have a budget that is transparent, that you as a voter can understand. I will encourage policy and write policy that we have kids that are successful from beyond high school. And that's something that we tend to lose in the school district. I also encourage folks to look at who we voted in over the past 10 years and to look at who has managed our school district and look at the place that we are now and ask yourselves, was this the direction we were wanting to go? Most parents don't want to go in this direction. Most parents want board members that are accessible, that are open to ideas, and board members that are going to work hard for kids, not just for the benefit of the kids that have already come through, but for everybody's kids.
Great. So what advice do you have for young people in their careers and things?
That's a good question. Right now, I'm encouraging my boys to work for a campaign. I think it's good for young kids to get out there and drop campaign literature and have opinions. My kids keep hounding me that they hear all the things that go on politically and they want to be able to write their own opinion letter about what their mom really stands for. And I'm really touched by that. I think is for all the kids in Madison, I think it's important to know that you have people on the board now and hopefully people like me later that really care about your education, that feel that you do not have any barriers to being a successful person. And that means that if you are interested in reading, or you're interested in building Legos, or you're interested in playing sports, we can find areas in the community where you can practice those things. But honestly, as someone who is a mom of three boys under 10, we also have high expectations for you. And so as kids that are getting educated in our system, in our school system, we expect you to do things like study hard. We expect you to abide by the rules and challenge yourself and take safe risks and find an adult within the community or within the school that you can trust and talk to that adult. And if you do these things, if you work hard, if you keep your body healthy, if you follow the rules, if you communicate with adults that care about you and are safe, you are going to be successful because you're going to be part of this community. And this community loves public education. This community is rich with resources. And I just hope that you follow that light and become successful.
Great. Thank you, Maya. Mm-hmm.